So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Imay Sifan Ala Ir Vala Zaris, Ela Bemelech, Venavi, Var Metumim, Besanhedrin Shashal Shem Ve'echad, Ubishte Toides Ubishir. And the Mishnah concludes V'chol Shle Nasib Chol Elu, Hanichnas Lasham Ein Chayavala. If the addition to the Azara was not made with all these features, the Tesefes does not have Kedusha Sazar. Therefore, a Tame person who entered the Tesefes is not liable. The Gemara cites a Machlokes. Rav Huna says, B'chol Elu Tnan, all of these features are required to achieve Kedusha for the Tesefes Azar. While Rav Nachman says, Ba'achas Mikol Elu Tnan, even one of these features is sufficient to achieve Kedusha for the Tesefes Azar. Although the simple understanding of the words of the Mishnah, V'chol Shle Nasib Chol Elu, support Rav Huna that all are required, Rav Nachman answers, Tani Ba'achas Mikol Elu. These words must be interpreted as meaning that only one of these is required. There are two kushes here. One on Rav Huna and one on Rav Nachman. As Rashi points out, based on the Gemara later, Kiddush Ezra dehavi bevayisheni b'loy melech u'b'loy ur metumim. When Ezra Sefer came back from Golas Babel, he was mekadesh the Mokam HaMikdash, Azara b'Yerushalayim, without a melech and without the ur metumim. According to Rav Huna, how could he do that? Why would Rav Nachman interpret the words of the Mishnah differently than its simple understanding? To explain, the Gemara cites a well-known machlokes tanoim. Rav Huna holds like the Tana that Kedusha Rishon Nikitchel Ashaita, Vikitchel Asad Lavi. The Kedusha of the Bayis Rishon remained even after the Churban, and the Bayis Sheni did not require a second Kiddush. Therefore, as Rashi writes, Lahutzuch Ezra Lekadesh Klum, Shehulei Haisav Klum Ba'erich Vareichav, Umay de Kaddish, Lezecher Ba'alma Ovid. It was not necessary for Ezra to be Mekadesh again since he did not add anything. He was Mekadesh merely to commemorate the first Kiddush. Therefore, Rav Huna can hold Bechol Elu Tanan, all these features are required for Kiddush. While Rav Nachman holds Kiddush Rishon Nikitchel Ashaita V'loy Kitchel Aslavai, the Kiddush of the Bayis Rishon did not remain after the Churban, and the Bayis Sheni did require a second Kiddush. Therefore, since Ezra's Kiddush was necessary and valid, Rav Nachman is compelled to interpret the Mishnah Be'achas Mikol Elu Tanan, one feature is sufficient for Kiddush. This machlok is also relevant to Bate Ari Chaima. Houses in walled cities have different halachas than those in open cities. Therefore, according to the opinion Kiddush Rishon Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asalavai, Kol Sher Tala B'Yadcha Mesoris Ma'Besecha Shemokefas Chayma Mimais Yishuv Benun Kol Mitzvasei Lo Noheg Espa. All the halachas of a walled city apply to a city that we know that it's been so since the days of Yeshua when the Klal Yisrael entered and was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. However, according to the opinion Kiddush Rishon Kitchel Ashaita V'Loi Kitchel Asalavai Kesha'olu B'nei HaGoylam Matzu Elu V'Kitchum Aval Rishayin Yisbatlu Mishabat La'aretz. The halachas of a walled city apply only to those cities which the Eile Goyla were Mekadesh again when they returned from Golas Babel. The Gemara proceeds with the Mishnah's halacha of the Chiyuv Tumas Mikdash in the case of Nitma Ba'azara, if one was already inside the Azara and then became Tame, for which there are three types of halama, Helim Tumah, or Helim Mikdash, or Helim Zed V'Zed, as follows. Nitma Ba'azara V'Nelma Mimenu Tumah V'Zachar Es HaMikdash. If one became Tame while he was inside the Azara and he was aware of it, and he then only forgot that he became Tame, but he knew all along that this was the Beis HaMikdash. Or V'nele Mimenu Mikdash V'zachar HaTumah. He was originally aware that this is the Beis HaMikdash, and he then only forgot that this was the Beis HaMikdash, but he knew all along that he was Tame. Or Nele Mimenu Zeh V'zeh. He forgot both, that he became Tame and that this was the Beis HaMikdash. He becomes liable for a Karban Oyle B'Yerid if he does one of the following. Heshtachava, he bowed down even quickly. Or Shesha Bechde Heshtachava, he waited inside the amount of time it takes for one to bow. Or Baloi Ba'arucha, he did not bow down, and he did not wait, but he took a longer route out of the Azara. However, Bektzara Patra, if he took the shortest route out of the Azara, he's not liable. And as Rashi explains, Shiurin Halalu B'misha Nitma B'teich Azara Halacha L'Moshe Mesinahim. These three Shiurim are derived through the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinah only for one who became Tamei while he was inside the Azara. But there's no share for one who became Tamei outside the Azara, and then went into the Azara, he becomes Chayiv immediately. The Gemara first discusses the source for the Chiv Tuma Ba'azara. There are two Pesukim in Parshas Parah. One Pasuk states, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, and the other Pasuk states, Ki Es Mikdash Hashem Timei. The Isser Tumas Mikdash is mentioned twice to teach that the Isser applies to both Mishkan and Mikdash. Because from the first Pasuk, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, we might think that it applies only to the Mishkan, because it is Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, it's anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. And from the second Pasuk, Es Mikdash Hashem Timei, we might think that it applies only to the Mikdash, because it is Kedushas Kedushas Olam, it's Kedushas forever. Therefore we need both Pasukim. However, since Mishkan Ikri Mikdash and Mikdash Ikri Mishkan, both are referred to as Mishkan and Mikdash, the Pasuk should have stated either Idiv Idiv Mikdash or Idiv Idiv Mishkan. Why then does the Pasuk mention the two different terms Mishkan and Mikdash? Shmaminotarti. This teaches us that the Isser Tumas Mikdash applies both to one who becomes Tamei outside and then entered, and even one who became Tamei inside the Azar and did not exit as soon as possible. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the halacha of Hishtacha v'chayev. Rava makes the following distinction. If one bowed facing the inside of the Azar, he's liable even for Hishtachava without a Shia, such as Kriya Ba'alma. He only bowed down on his knees, but did not prostrate himself on the ground, because since he bowed toward the Shechina, this act is considered Hishtachava. Of the Hishtachava Klapi Chutz, Sha'in Lo Sha'aloi. If he bowed facing the outside of the Azar, he's liable only for Hishtachava with a Shihiyah, such as Pishud Yudam Reglaim. He bowed and prostrated himself on the ground. But he's not liable for Hishtachava without a Shihiyah, because since he did not bow toward the Shechina, this act was not considered Hishtachava.